lie down. Play dead.
Mr. Munch, I think I love you so much. I wanna feed you little bones that make you say crunch. Mr. Munch, I wanna kiss you and such. I wanna touch you by the human penis you have. MC, your dog has a human penis.
It's not a human
really
penis.
It's really excited.
It isn't?
No.
What have I been watching? Welcome to B-Movie Deathmatch Nights. We are starting late tonight to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You just made it go faster again. I think you just made it go faster. There's a lot going on in this room, so let's go ahead and start off by saying that there's the OG B-Movie Deathmatch crew is hanging out on a bed with some champagne and a newly adopted dog named Mr. Munch.
Yep.
I love him a bunch. I want to feed him little bones that make him say crunch. I want to kiss him and such. I want to hold him by the humus penis that he has. Human. It's the first word flub of many. I'm just talking until someone interrupts me.
Is she ready to multiplier? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So Tommy's going on and on about dog penises.
The dog has a fascinating penis. It is a cute dog.
Yeah.
He is beautiful.
He looks like he just came back from World War II. And he is just...
making noise.
You can hear him.
I'm so sorry.
He's fine.
No, I think the audience will enjoy it. It's Christmas. It's a Christmas doggy miracle.
Yeah, he looks like a big pit bull, but apparently he's just a bulldog mix.
He looks like a piggy.
And he sounds like one.
Guardian angel across the street who looks after me. I was walking him, and my guardian angel is walking to his home. And he saw him, and he was like, oh, how old is he? He's a bulldog, right? And I was like, how do you know?
I'm going to move the mic. You can cut it if it sounds terrible. It should be closer to you, too. Okay. I'm getting closer, too. Cut all of that. Don't leave that in. The audience doesn't need that.
It's always going to stay.
Fuck off. So it's Christmas.
And so we've decided to watch a Christmas film.
Yeah, we have. We definitely have decided to watch a Christmas film.
It deserves the title film.
It's a motion picture. You know what? We've watched the trailer. It has competent sound, which is all I ask of a movie.
Lots of movies have competent... You ask more than that from a movie.
I ask a lot more than that of a movie. It has competent sound. The acting is not 2D. Look at that butthole.
Anyways. The sound effects for the new Star Wars movie were more than competent.
We're not talking about The Last Jedi. It's not appropriate right now.
It's a Christmas movie. It comes out at Christmas.
It's now a Christmas tradition. Mr. Munch.
You hear something.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I like watching this dog. I like watching this dog more than I like watching,
Hey.
Christmas Inheritance?
The Christmas Inheritance. Should we just make predictions about what Munch is going to do during the movie?
He's
going to fall asleep in the next 30 minutes because we had a long day.
He is happy. Speaking of long days, I'd be very happy if we just made some predictions of what Munch is going to do. We record a segment on that. We call it a night. I dream of sugar plums.
It would have
not
to be
stolen by the Grinch.
But it would have to be what Munch is going to do while we're watching Christmas Inheritance.
Well, we could just watch Gremlins 2. We watch any
of those. That is a Christmas movie.
No, Gremlins 2 is not.
Well, Gremlins is enough of a Christmas movie that any sequel it generates will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Terminator.
Bingo.
Do you mean Die Hard?
Terminator 5?
Terminator? No, I haven't seen Terminator Genisys.
Genisys.
Or
Terminator Genisys is about Christmas.
Kill Bill?
Yeah. We watch those movies during Christmas.
Your family does.
Yeah, we watch more murder mysteries during Christmas time than any time.
Is that why Murder at the Orient Express just came out?
Sure. Our family watches
the Top Gear
specials for Christmas.
I love the Top Gear specials.
Yeah, they're very B-movie deathmatch, except they go out and have adventures.
Yep.
And we're located on a bed about to watch a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I think that's how they like plan out their adventures. They just get together on a bed and...
Where were we a year ago?
What do you mean?
We watched something around Christmas 1 year ago. A full year ago.
But it wasn't Christmas with Cookie, because that was the year.
That was way into the year, which we should probably see if he's okay.
Alan, see if he hasn't shot himself from listening to our podcast.
Well,
where we recommended that he shot himself.
I declared a fatwa on him, so. Aww.
Yeah, you did. And that was before fatwa became part of, like,
pop culture
because of Larry David.
Well, I greenlit him. The three of us watched a movie for Christmas, did we not?
Yeah,
I mean, we did. Probably in that month.
It probably wasn't Christmas related, because we rarely do themed stuff, and when we do, it comes out 6 months later.
Well, now we're back on time because of all the time that I haven't wanted to record episodes. MC, what's going on in your life besides this excellent new friend you have? Yeah, look at him.
Well, I have a dog.
Yes.
I have a new car.
Really?
Do you really?
Yeah. I told you that story.
Well, Chris knows the story, so that's all that matters.
Okay.
The audience doesn't need to know.
He doesn't. But my poor car, of course, is horrible. Stay
over there, Munch. You're going to trip the mic.
And I've, like, fixed it 7 billion times, but this time, me and Munch went to Carrollton to go to the vet, and we were 3 minutes away from the vet, and I was driving 40 miles per hour, you know? And then my car just stops.
Oh.
And I was like...
I didn't know you got a new car, though.
Did you get a Chevrolet Spark?
No, I got a Hyundai Honda Accent. Civic.
Oh.
It's nice. I got a nice steel.
So I didn't recognize your car at work.
No.
The world is becoming your oyster, MC, and the pearl is inside of it.
Thank you.
And his name is Mr. Munch.
He is definitely my pearl.
Oh, you should start calling him Pearl. That's a good
boy. Aw, that's so cute. I got him a pink collar, but I'm going to return it so I can get him a pink harness.
I mean, you only got to take one look at this dog and you can tell it's a boy.
Do you see his, like, flappy balls?
Yes.
Do you see how low they hang?
Yes.
They aren't even balls.
He was clearly...
No, he was, like, neutered, like,
very late in life,
3 months, 2 months ago, not even. And you imagine, like, since he's this big, how big his balls must have been.
Yeah.
And now look at him.
You think they would have, like, clipped the sack down some?
Yeah. I mean, you can always clip it on your own, like the sheep farmers do.
What?
Am I just
gonna do that in my apartment? Yeah. I'll be like, okay, Munch.
Yeah.
Open wide.
Yeah,
or like the reindeer farmers do, where they just crunch the balls and
crunch
don't even...
on Munch.
Yeah,
crunch on Munch, get rid of his sack.
Hey. He's worried there are other people in the house that he's not getting to see.
He wants pets.
He's very non-barky, but not a quiet dog.
He never barks.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I wish I could have a dog that never barks.
He never barks. Ever. Come here.
No joke to follow up that. That's just the truth of the matter. Man, we're going to be doing this for a while longer. Hi, Munch. I love you a bunch. I want to give
crunch.
You bones that make you say crunch. And give you kisses as such. Jesus.
All right. Christ.
Do you just want to... Let's play a game of single sentence summary of the trailer.
For Christmas Inheritance, the Netflix original.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
That's what that trailer says to me.
White woman cheats on her black fiance.
That's really the upset.
No.
She embodies America leaving.
Yeah.
That never Obama happens. For Trump. You always leave your white husband. I'm so upset.
No, yeah, that's not good.
I leave all of my white husbands.
That
every
doesn't
day.
Appear to be what this movie's is telegraphing to us.
The lead actress looks like a teardrop with blonde hair. Her chin is just—it's a Jay Leno chin. It's all
it's
baby
very prominent,
fat. And it's round. It's like a butt cheek, but for a head.
It looks like they just went to the set of, like you said, a Hallmark movie and just pulled everyone off the set. And like, come on, we're going to make another movie, too.
Yeah, it's the Hallmark Carnival where they're filming 24 movies, but each movie just gets 1 hour a day. And they're all the exact same plot of a busy New York socialite must go learn the true meaning of Christmas in a small town. Oh, but it's just 24 Jesus. Separate movies with different casts.
I didn't even think about how... Yeah, that's what this movie is going to be.
Yes, this movie is about learning this true spirit of Christmas. What's your single sentence summary of that trailer?
I already did.
Oh, it's MC, how would you summarize that trailer you just saw in a single sentence? Commas allowed.
I have watched this movie 24 different times with my mom on the Hallmark Channel every Christmas. And we have recorded this movie 24 different times and rewatched them. They also have Thanksgiving ones.
Yeah, I believe this movie is also called Last Christmas and then dot, dot, dot.
I've got a bonus game I want to play real quick.
Yeah.
Pitch your title and plot for clone of this movie.
Last Christmas, dot, 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 and it's last Christmas she got engaged.
Okay.
And that's the setup for this movie. She got engaged the previous Christmas, but her fiancé isn't the man like she thought he was. He's okay. Not, like, keeping up with her.
I'm falling asleep.
And then, well, good. That's what you're going to do during the movie. She,
napping.
She has to go down and learn, like, down home country living.
I thought you were yelling at lunch. I looked away. I was like, how did he get all the way on the bed that you were telling him to get down?
And eventually she finds someone else and breaks up with her fiancé and learns what it means to be a mother. Because that's a lot of my predictions for this movie.
So
last Christmas, dot dot dot, like I gave you my heart, and then now she's giving it to someone who will appreciate it.
I'm calling mine Pink Christmas, and there's a fashion designer who's busy in New York and kind of snobby, and her
come here.
Her sister's husband passes away right before Christmas, and they're poor, and Mrs. Deagle is going to foreclose on their house. And so she has to travel back to the town she came from, Kingston Falls, which is where the gremlins take over.
Yeah.
But in the process, this busy, like, snobby New York fashionista, she learns the true meaning of Christmas from the little green gremlins, while also initiating a biracial relationship with this gorgeous man.
Like, so if I can do some producer edits, I would make it her sister that dies, and then if it's a Hallmark movie,
oh yeah,
she falls in love with her sister's husband.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
MC, pitch your own going home for Christmas movie.
Under the Mistletoe 2.
Sequel?
No, because there's always sequels. The first movie, you know, she finds the Christmas spirit and she goes home. But the second movie, she's married to this lovely man who is black, who they had to accept in the first movie, which I've seen this movie also. And then her mom has cancer, and so they have to go home. And she's trying to, like, come to grips with being with Christmas spirit while her mom has cancer.
And she winds up with her mom underneath the mistletoe.
No, it's just because, like, the first movie's called Under the Mistletoe.
So they gotta keep it going. They can't just... It's not like people are going to notice if they just called it and gave it a different name. Okay, so do we want to break right into predictions?
Sure thing.
All right, who's going first?
I'll go.
Okay.
So, you say that every time. For the Christmas inheritance, white boy is a widower.
God dang.
A lot of identifying people by race, because it's the big upset in this movie.
Yep. Number two, her fiance gives her an ultimatum that will eventually cause their breakup.
Solid.
Something like, you need to come back to New York with me. And she's like, no, I love it here now.
Yeah. I ate roadkill at dinner, and at first I was afraid, but now I've fallen in love with small town charm.
Yeah. She's no longer petrified. She learned that she could live without him by her side. Yeah, that's just... Number three, one of white boy's kids will call her mom.
No. Okay, sorry.
Ugh. Yeah, that's gonna happen, because that's like when she's really falling for the white honky. I'm calling him the honky.
Yeah, and it's not part of my prediction, but I think it's gonna happen before they kiss, and then she's gonna be like, oh, I've realized who I truly am. I'm a woman, and I have to have babies.
I'm white trash, and being out in middle of white trashville is proving this to me. Yeah. It's a solid group of predictions.
All I meant for is having babies, because that's what all of these Hallmark movies do. Would MC or Tommy like to go, or are we just going to stare in silence?
I kind of fell asleep for a minute, to be honest. Just kind of got like a little moment of rest.
Yeah, we were recording a little later than normal, but...
Prediction one. White bitch has her clothes ruined by country shenanigans.
We saw that happen in the trailer.
We did?
Her suitcase got hit by a car.
That's suitcase. I mean, an outfit she's wearing. That's my stipulation.
Oh, you mean like she's gonna like...
I mean, it's not gonna be horse poopy because it's not like a kid's movie, but like someone will just, that happens in this, yeah. these movies. Yeah. She's wearing her Coco Chanel galoshes.
And she's going to have to shovel snow.
Something. Prediction number two. Originally, prediction number two was going to be, what's that song? Yeah. I was going to predict that makes an appearance, but that's kind of cheating.
Because that's going to happen.
Because that's just, like, that's a given. So, prediction two, an old man dies.
Aww.
That happens in
it
these
always
movies.
Happens.
Yeah.
Prediction three, cheating on Gray is justified by the movie because Gray is up to no good himself.
Aww.
Gray? Oh, is that her fiancé?
Gray is her gorgeous black fiancé. He's a beautiful man.
He
doesn't
gorgeous.
Seem like someone who would be cheating from the trailer.
Yeah, but he's in New York alone.
But whenever these movies always have, whenever they have a lady cheating, they always have to justify it. And so they're going to justify her cheating somehow.
That's what I put my ultimatum for. Is like,
yeah. So it's like, same vein. I think Gray is going to either like, oh, it's okay that she cheated because like he cheated anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my whole ultimatum was like, oh, she's allowed to cheat because, you know, he didn't truly understand her in the first place.
He won't have babies. She can't be with someone who won't have babies. But what I honestly think is going to happen is, like, in the opening of this movie, they're going to very clearly establish that, like, oh, he's still your fiancé, even after you caught him in bed with three strippers. And it's like, oh, so it's okay. 12 strippers? MC, what do you think is going to happen in Christmas
Baker's
Inheritance?
Dozen of prostitutes?
Okay, sorry. One, her mom is going to sit down with her while she's back home and have an inspirational talk with her about being true to herself and her family.
That's good.
And it's going to be slightly racial undertones.
You know.
We might be
adding those
our own.
We don't actually like your fiancé. Not because he's loud. Two, she's going to leave her beautiful fiancé for a hometown white guy and stay back to her roots and move to the town.
You're predicting how it ends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems very likely.
Three, there will be an eccentric grandma who does silly things to get the two together.
I like that. Mm-hmm. The whole Grandma Cupid. Grandma Cupid makes an appearance. And isn't Cupid one of Santa's reindeer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Donner and Blitzen. Comet
Dachshund
and Cupid. Dachshund
and Fripper and Hippo.
Dachshund.
And Litzen.
Litzen has, like, the party room when they come back.
Let's go to wild cards. This is your first episode, first off, as always, I'm sorry. But each of these,
oh, yeah, we haven't described points
each,
either.
Each of these predictions are worth 5 points, and if you get your wild card, which has to be ridiculously unlikely, you double your points. What's your wild card, Christopher P. Bacon?
We saw Black Santa in this movie. I believe that Black Santa is actually, in the fiction of the movie, the real Santa Claus.
That's bold, because Fox News would throw a fit over that.
Yeah, which is why I think that's not going to happen, because we would have already seen it in the news.
My wild card is that she's not going to have to choose between that white honky and gray, and the ending of the movie will be a three-way. A Christmas three-way. Don't see it happening, but the implication of it is conceivable. Yeah. I
Christmas
suppose.
Menage a trois.
The devil's, so I guess it'd be a Krampus's three-way.
Yeah.
MC.
Black Santa will be the fiance's grandpa.
Yeah. Except, I absolutely accept.
This is like
the two black people in this movie are related.
My grandma, not that I have to say this, but my small Mexican grandma married a large black man, and to make him feel included in our family, she bought every single possible Black Santa statue on the face of the planet.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and when we were fine, when she was moving out of our house, you know how many Black Santas I had to pack in Tupperware? And I was like, Grandma, you have way too many Black Santas. And she never had any white ones, only Black Santas.
Did you guys hear the news story about the gay Santa?
Oh.
One of Stephen Colbert's writers wrote this, like, joke. It's a kid's book, but it's like a joke kid's book where it's not actually for kids. and it's just about how Santa's gay. Santa's black and gay, and he's married to Mr. Claus, who's the Santa we've always known for throughout all these years.
That's cute.
Yeah, and it's supposed to just kind of be a gag.
Yeah, like tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, and the point of the book is to piss people off who think they own Christmas.
And they got pissed off.
And guess what? Fox News is ablaze. I've been doing this thing lately. Not the smartest thing I've ever done. I read Fox News in the morning to get my heart rate going so I can get out of bed and face the day. Because let me tell you something. The comment section on these articles, they say some things that really want to make you go out and just be the best person you can.
That would just make me want to go back to bed just to accept oblivion, Chris, like I do every night.
Because the outrage at a black gay Santa and the kinds of things it shows about our fellow Americans and what they think and say on the internet, you have to go and face the world because now it's your responsibility to be a better person than them. Oh, I'm tired. Can I have a Kit Kat bar?
Yeah, they're out in my car.
Do you really have Kit Kat
bars? Yeah.
I bought Chris the perfect Christmas present. It's a giant bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which he loves.
And Kit Kats, which I don't love as much.
So he has to share.
That is a good gift.
He didn't know that, though.
I knew when I bought it. It's fine. I like the sounds of munch.
Louder munch.
That's like when I gift anything to my mom. I just, like, know that she doesn't really want anything, and so I just get her things that I like.
I did that for my mom this Christmas. I got her those really nice light bulbs.
The Hue lights?
Yeah, where you can change the color.
Yeah, I really want those.
Yeah.
What is your mom going to do with those?
I think she's going to install them in her bathroom, which I use sometimes as my spa that I go visit once a month or so. So
you should get her an Alexa, too.
She wouldn't like an Alexa. She doesn't trust technology. She hates technology. Hi, Munch.
Yeah, because I really want those light bulbs so that I can, like, have them connected to my alarm on my Alexa.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we're talking about, MC? Okay. Well,
she's nodding.
I was hoping you'd be an audience surrogate so I could go into further detail, but it looks like you know what they are. If you don't, look up Hue lights.
Philips Hue light bulbs.
What's the name of our listener who actually posted on Facebook that they listened to the show?
Yeah, let's go.
He actually listens to the show. He's the fan club. He's the fan brigade.
You know he's a friend of mine, right?
Oh, he's a friend of yours? Okay. Then that just goes to prove no one actually listens to the show.
Hey.
You're going to unplug the mic, buddy. Oh, no.
Hey.
No, the mic.
Oh, gosh.
Not unplugged.
Oh, it survived. Good job, Munch. You did a good job not doing a bad thing.
Yeah, no, he's a...
Okay. Well, then...
And his name's...
Is his name... Your mic's about to bite it. No, it didn't bite it again. Do you have a snack of the week?
A snack of the week? No, I did make the best dinner I've ever made ever in my entire life tonight.
But we can't eat it, can we?
No, it was exactly. So good.
I had a handful of cashews for dinner.
Oh, I made same. Chicken breast, and I made sauce for it myself. And it was amazing.
We were scraping the bottom shallots. Of the barrel for conversation.
What?
Shallots?
Yeah.
What is a shallot, anyway?
It's like an onion and a garlic made love and created a shallot. It's like a giant garlic, but a small onion.
Oh, kill me.
They're alike.
MC, if you had to choose between sour cream and onion chips, cheddar chips, or the mixture of the two in one bag, what would you choose?
The mix. Have you ever had sour cream and cheddar ones?
Yes, they're awesome. God. Now that goes right back to the exact same question. If I was going to give you a popcorn tin, I'm going to give you four options here, all right? We all know the magical popcorn tins, unless you're in fucking China where they don't have that.
Chocolate-covered ones are the best.
This is America where we have the three tin popcorns. But I'm going to give you an
America
option
where Boy Scouts sell popcorns and Girl Scouts sell something people want.
And Santa is a Caucasian married to a woman.
Yep.
Anyways... Would you rather have cheddar, caramel, and butter? Or a tin that has a two divider and it's just caramel and cheddar? Or a big undivided tin where there's no segregation whatsoever and it's just cheddar and caramel living in freedom? Or a big tin of just the dumb fucking butter popcorn that no one wants?
I like chocolate. I like the mix of the cheddar and the caramel.
Thank you.
That one's a good one.
I like the chocolate.
But you can never find the chocolate ones.
Yeah, the chocolate one.
Chocolate popcorn?
No. Yeah. Like every...
It's caramel. It's the caramel-covered popcorn, and then they cover it in chocolate.
Holy shit. That sounds good.
It's good. You can't get it at Walmart.
It's like the fourth divide.
I don't know, though, but I really like it when you have the caramel and the cheddar together. That's sweet, and that salty, and the cheesy. Like, sweet that and is, salty. Oh.
This movie is definitely not going to be the chocolate-covered popcorn.
It's going to be the buttered popcorn. Because, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and keep bringing race up.
It's going to be a very bland movie.
I think that you could explain America using the three-divide tin of popcorn. You've got white people or the fucking buttered popcorn. And they're fine, I guess. They've got butter culture.
And then you have
got caramel corn and cheddar corn. It's just, you know what, just integrate those two and let's get rid of white people.
But then you have one cheddar corn that's actually a butter popcorn. He's just very orange and he's trying to make the dividers bigger.
Well, sometimes I question if I'm actually smarter than that man, because I find myself in conversations like this, and it's like, am I no better? Am I any better?
Yes.
I am? Good.
Yeah, I think we're all better than that man. Donkey we're talking country. About Santa.
Oh, okay.
So you guys want to talk about the sweeping tax bill? Or do you want to talk about The Last Jedi?
Well, we can talk about the Disney news with Fox.
No.
I think it's bad.
MC.
About the girl who released the video?
What?
Well, this is interesting. What?
Yeah, this is a new development.
No, like...
We got something new coming in here.
It isn't like, ooh. It's like Disney's heir to the throne of Disney, granddaughter.
See that.
How she was like, even though I'll benefit a lot from this bill, she doesn't want it because of, like, you know, what Disney stood for and all that junk.
What does Disney stand for now? Are they still homophobic?
Probably.
No, anti-Semitic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Disney hates the Jews. It's always hard to have to remember which companies hate which people.
Why do they hate the Jews?
I don't know. Walt have Disney you... hated
Hanukkah.
The Jews.
Hanukkah!
Yeah, Hanukkah's fun. Hanukkah's a celebration of fried food.
If anyone can tell me where I can buy a happy dreidel, Hanukkah sweater dreidel, that dreidel. Lights up, please let me know.
Amazon.com.
I made you
send me links,
clay.
Please, because I need to get my friend a sweater for the final day of Hanukkah.
Don't look at me like that. You don't know the dreidel song?
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I'll play you all damn day.
No, it's something about when you dry, I'll play you or something.
But
it doesn't rhyme.
Well, they say it like Yoda.
Okay, yeah, you know.
When you dry, I'll play.
You don't have to.
I'm gonna be honest, though. Like, synagogues are a lot more welcoming than, like, Catholic churches. You know, like, for the first time.
The attitude of
I mean,
Catholic churches love little boys.
Yeah, uh-huh. But when I went to synagogue, I have never been introduced to so many people so many times.
The Jewish faith is a very gorgeous thing to me. And I hope in my older life, especially if I ever fuck up and have a kid, I'm probably gonna take them to synagogue. Because I don't want to raise them godless.
It's really nice.
And also, like, I feel like the Jewish temple and Jewish society is a very welcoming place for, like, atheists who just kind of want to, like, nestle into
that's
the religion.
Most most Jews are atheists.
Yeah. It looks like a nice little religion. It's just comfortable. And it's like, instead of, like, God and Jesus, who are these, like, smiling Winnie the Pooh characters, or, like, Christianity is, like, the My Little Pony of religion. I feel like Judaism is just kind of, just like a black void of mystery, and it's, like, deep and dark, like a 70% dark chocolate, 70% cocoa dark chocolate. I am tired.
You know, the Hasidic Jews are, like, just as bad as the worst, like, conservative Christians.
I'm sleepy, and I'm talking a lot about things I don't understand.
There was one time where they held up a plane from being launched because they didn't want to sit in first class with women. So the women had to be moved to a different section of the plane.
The women had to be moved? They didn't have to be moved?
Yeah.
Man, sounds like my life.
It's a man's world. It's a man's world where Christmas inheritance was made for men by men. So men could masturbate to that woman's head that is shaped like the round chicken nugget at McDonald's. So a chicken Mac nugget.
We're going to masturbate to this movie?
It was made for that purpose, but we are not going to.
Okay. Munch, do you want to say anything to sign us out?
I told you he'd get pretty
tired. He's gotten quiet.
He poops himself out. I've never talked about poop so much in my life, but me and Munch have been, like, really proud of our poops lately.
You should both call him Scat Muncher.
I'm the Scat Muncher.
Okay, let's go ahead and get this train wreck.
We'll see you on the other side.
If we make it. If not, I will see you in 2018.
We rarely don't.
He's like, where are we going?
Once or twice we almost.
Where are we going? He's like...
When did we watch that movie, Chris?
Like 2 weeks ago.
What's the exact date? It's January 11th. That's like closer to 2 weeks ago.
Don't be scared, Munch.
Munch?
We watched it before Christmas. Please not into the mic, Munch.
No, he was good.
Oh, Munch. Munch's stomach looks like the TV monster from Videodrome.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, I thought it looked like cow's udders.
He has a lot of nipples, okay, for a boy dog.
Yeah, he's got a lot of nipples. Well, it's been 3 weeks, 5 weeks, it's been a year. It's technically been a year.
It's been 1 week.
Nope. It's been 1 year since we watched Christmas Inheritance, but we got the gang back together.
Including Munch. He was here last time.
Yeah, we've got Munch is back. In case you didn't listen to the first half of this episode, I want to give him little bones that make him say crunch. And when I walk down the aisle, I want him at the end.
He's already wearing wine.
Yes. Technically, he's wearing... orange champagne.
Isn't it so cute?
It's a very handsome collar. He's very dapper.
He loves it. He was so excited. He likes anything new. I got him some
toys. He looks like the monster that holds its eyes from All Real Monsters.
Or from Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes.
Speaking of Pan's Labyrinth. Oh, hey, Munch. You just tapping me? Just say hey. Just say hey, girl. Hey. Hey, girl. Oh, Munch is such a... just a bunch of Munch. a bunch of crunch. MC, what do you remember of the movie Christmas Inheritance?
I remember it is not a BET movie because the white girl does not end up with the black star.
Nope. White girl ends up with the white boy. Spoiler alert.
It is definitely a Hallmark movie.
It's the whitest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Mostly because I think that under the crusty exterior of a shitty Hallmark movie... there's an underside of, like, self-aware, cynical hipsterdom. But I can make that argument later.
I don't even feel like there was anything self-aware.
MC, what was the movie about?
I'm sorry, he just farted.
Oh, well, that's what munches do.
It was about this girl trying to find the spirit of Christmas within the business. So she goes home to deliver, but not home, but to the Christmas town of town.
That her dad.
Her dad suddenly,
started the business. Yeah,
her dad exactly. Started Hallmark.
And then she has to deliver letters to
her dad's old business partner who still lives back at home.
Because it's part of the Christmas tradition.
Yeah. I'm surprised MC remembers that. I guess that's only like the thesis statement of the movie because MC did fall asleep.
Progenitor.
You were asleep.
You were gone.
You were out.
I watched it.
You and Munch were both toast. We stayed up till like 3, 4 in the morning. We stayed up for 50 hours
watching. It was till like 1.
And we were not recording part 2 that night.
Wow.
It's been a fat... How was your Christmas?
My Christmas? It was fabulous.
That's good. MC.
My Christmas was really good.
That's good.
He has a doggy friend now. It was really adorable. They slept on the same bed.
What's the doggy friend?
Brownie.
My family dog, Brownie, who is a very, very small dachshund.
I love dogs.
And he's old.
Yeah, he's 15.
But, unfortunately, this is not a dog cast, and we are... contractually obligated to keep discussing A Christmas Inheritance, and I'm struggling to remember things. I kind of just have like a laundry list of notes if you want me to go through them until I get to something you want to comment on.
Well, okay, so MC did a single sentence summary.
I guess.
She did abandon her black boyfriend.
The big upset of the movie.
To date the white guy.
Yes, James Franco.
No, it was Eric Trump. James. Yeah, no, it was Donald Trump Jr.
I thought it was Eric Trump.
It was one of his sons.
It was one of the Trump boys.
Yeah, he looked exactly like one of the Trump boys.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's got some goo coming out.
Oh, my God.
That's like a big old snot wad.
It actually came out. I'm so sad.
Munch is gross.
Okay. Yeah, he did look like exactly like the stupider of the Trump boys.
No. I'm so sorry.
Where is the napkin? Right there. Oh, TP.
He looked exactly like the stupider of the Trump boys.
Yes.
Which is saying something.
He also was an artist. That was fun.
Oh, that was the best part.
Okay, oh my gosh, I remember that.
Yeah, let's do our best and worst moments.
But I never gave my single sentence summary.
Oh, sorry. Get single sentence summary.
Yeah, that's... Took the words out of my mouth. Munch. Can we make him a permanent co-host?
He does make enough noise.
Like people, your two viewers will complain about all of the breathing.
Two?
Listeners.
What did they double?
It's just Chris.
Frog got his friend to start listening.
All right, easy there. It's Christmas time. Yeah. I don't need to think about Brock.
But yeah, what's your single sentence summary? Was it just...
you know...
Do you just want to hold the mic close to Munch while he's breathing hard?
Cynical Netflix corners Hallmark market with the most Hallmark movie that Hallmark never made.
Yeah, this... Felt like it should have been a Hallmark movie because the plot literally revolved around a card company.
Yeah, which I think was self-aware. Like, I think past the exterior of this movie, there is a deeper, more... Yeah. This is deeper. You a little distracted there, buddy?
You couldn't see his face from where you were sitting.
Munch has got lots of faces. I'm looking right at it.
Oh, his butthole.
Oh, that's his asshole. I thought that was his face. He just had a really long snout that he shook side to side. What's your single sentence summary for Christmas Inheritance, Chris?
White party girl.
Shows her butt.
Moves on from the Obama era to accept Donald Trump.
Because
that's what this movie was about. What, did you not get the metaphor that this movie was about?
Oh, he's got a boner.
This comes out. It's a little hot dog.
A little lipstick. Oh man, this dog. What is
it
my?
Went away pretty fast.
He just did that like old man dog thing where he just like he went to the door and he sniffed around and he turned around and his dick was flapping out like a big old tube of lipstick.
He's so happy though.
I know.
Especially since everyone's talking, he probably. Oh,
I'm not complaining.
He probably thinks we're all talking about him.
Best worst moments.
Or talking to him.
The best moment was when the lady showed her butt, which was the entire point of the trailer, and then the movie.
Oh, where she did the flip? Butt?
Yeah.
Oh. That was in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
No,
if you were asleep.
I thought you meant, like, there was some bare butt scene going
on. No, but she was definitely like, that was how they sold the movie, is like, hey, this girl's gonna show her butt, and then she did.
Yeah, she did a cartwheel?
Yeah.
A somersault?
Something.
Yeah.
No one cared.
And that's why she got sent to the hometown, because she was too much of a party girl, and she got drunk by betting and...
But it was for good reason.
Yeah, I know. It didn't make any sense. A guy was like, I will give $100,000 to your charity right now if you do the flip right over there. And she's like, okay.
And she did a flip. She did a flip.
And earned $100,000 for charity.
Yeah, so, I mean, she was a nice lady.
Wasn't like she was blowing dudes in the back alley.
I liked it when... scene came true, and that was when she ran out of money and she had to work at the hotel for a day, and it was the fish out of water spoiled girl trying to do work.
Yes.
Yeah. It writes itself. It writes itself because it's the lowest common denominator of, like, art. And it's just like, oh, she doesn't know how the vacuum works.
Yeah, everything is super cutesy when in real life it would just piss everybody off.
Yes.
It was like a cartoon in that the vacuum exploded and it evenly coated the whole room in a fine layer.
Really
of
gonna hold anything against this movie? It's hard to hate this movie.
I don't hate this movie. I love this movie.
That's my best worst moment.
My best moment. I have two best moments.
Oh, you have two. He has two.
When she is flipping through the white guy's sketchbook, and is like, oh my god, these are amazing. You're an artist? And
It then shows the sketches, and it looks like they were done by a 10-year-old. But no, younger than that. Probably like a 5-year-old.
They were done by a stagehand, because they didn't get the Getty images. They couldn't Photoshop out the Getty images for, like, sketch off Google Images. So they had to, like, get their lighting best boy to kind of, like, doodle some shit real quick.
Yeah, and it was... It seemed like it was intentionally comical. Like, yes. It seemed like a parody. And then... It got even better because he was leading her through the woods to show her...
That's a little creepy.
To show her something in the snow, and they come upon a clearing where...
You were asleep for this.
Yeah. There's 6 ice carvings, and I said as they're walking up, oh my god, they're of his drawings. And they were all of his sketches done perfectly in ice sculptures. Very and they were drawings. All terrible.
How did he find enough, like, perfect ice to do that?
I mean, it was frozen tundra
wasteland. Upstate New York.
It was a frozen wasteland when it needed to be. So yeah. For certain scenes of the blizzard, like the homeless are going to die, and like if you go outside,
there's only one homeless person in town, and everyone loves them.
Yes, and then when it doesn't need to be, it's kind of like it's just an idyllic small town. Do we want to just jump right into predictions?
MC, did you have a best and worst moment?
I answered for her because her best moment was sleeping.
Worst moment? I don't know. It did start slow. Other than that, the movie seemed great.
I really liked that part where she went to like give him the letterbox, and then he was just really rude to her when she was leaving, you know? She was checking out of the hotel, and her boyfriend was waiting in the car.
Oh, the white boy.
Mm-hmm. And then the worst moment, I guess, would be
because he got upset because he found out that she had a fiance, even though she was very upfront about having a fiance. And then when he showed up and he couldn't try to bang her anymore because her fiance was around.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead. He's talking.
Yeah.
No, that brings into question what is probably like the worst scene in the movie, but also like one of the ones I enjoyed very much. But that is when... the white boy, Eric Trump, finally meets the fiancé and hates his guts. They were like, this is going to seem racist. Oh, so, yeah. For no reason, they threw in a black friend who had had one line.
The cop? Yeah.
So just like out of the blue, white boy's about to meet white chick's black fiancé. And to make sure everything goes well, they have like the black cop... He drifts onto scene without even moving his feet, like he hovered like the witch from the House on Haunted Hill, and then he just like drops onto the porch. He goes, "That guy is such an asshole," and then he like dematerializes, and the movie's like, "See, this has nothing to do with race. Gray's an asshole."
It also gave us no reason why her and Gray were together, because he was a complete and utter asshole to her in every single scene that he existed.
Yeah, but he was a hunk.
Yeah.
And he also lived just on his like, phone.
Just like Obama. A hunk.
Oh, I don't get it, but Obama is a hunk.
Obama is a hunk.
He is beautiful.
No, I believe this movie had a metaphor that it wanted us to accept white culture again.
They saying that Obama's rude?
He was on his phone a lot.
Yeah.
He was?
No.
He did call someone an asshole once on television.
He did?
Yeah, he called Kanye West an asshole on television.
He did?
He didn't know a camera was rolling.
I think he knew. No, he...
Why
yeah,
did
no,
he do
didn't.
That? Kanye.
Well, Kanye. Who was after he turned an asshole at Katy Perry?
No, it was Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Which I'm like, at this point... And
Obama's involved in a Taylor Swift, like...
In today's society... back then it was when she was 18... In today's society, it's like, eh.
And today, around noon, the president said that he did not want to accept immigrants from shithole countries like India and Africa.
Way to date the episode.
Well, that happened today, and I'm upset about it, because we're living in a nightmare.
He said that.
We're
he
recording
said,
about
on TV?
2 weeks after Christmas.
Merry Christmas, MC.
Yeah. No shithole countries.
The president's statement said that he didn't want to accept... people, immigrants from shithole countries like Africa or Haiti, and also that this pretty blonde lady from Christmas Inheritance should not accept dickings from that black dude on his phone.
Why can't she just love my son? I believe is his exact words.
He's only a little stupid. He's just a little slow. Let's move on to predictions so we can get this over with.
Oh, she miraculously became a like professional baker in
she was
like
not, 2 hours. She was coached.
No, but she was. They were like, "Oh my god, this is the best pie I've ever had."
She was an assistant to a I'm not going to question the logic of Christmas inheritance. She could bake a pie. After she was taught how to bake, she was being supervised by a professional baker, who ended up with her, who's now her mom, I guess.
Because it was implied
that, what?
Oh my god, that's incestuous, because she's the aunt. No, she's the other dude's aunt.
Yeah, but, like, it's not incest by blood.
Yeah. Still, that'll be, like, your step-cousin.
Well, Chris, you know, go,
Hey, it is, you know, small-town white America.
Hey, don't shit on white America. I mean, don't shit on any America. Well, shit on about America. Give me a pencil so I can grade my paper. There you go. Thank you. I need it. All right. Who's going first?
Should we pass our predictions around?
No.
Okay.
We all have a lot bad handwriting.
I'll go first.
I was already able to read them. I'm sorry, MC.
Did you write, like, what?
you write like a wizard stranded on an island.
Yours could legitimately be Sanskrit.
I finally saw Star Wars. I know what you guys are talking about. It was not... Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, but that's me with all the movies. Like, they never get anywhere. The bad guys always get away. They always, like...
There's only one thing I liked about that movie, and it's on my shirt.
Oh, nice. The porgs.
I love the porgs.
Three Porg Moon.
Porgs forever.
I saw an argument saying that this movie was about failure and how the good guys need to accept failure.
You know what?
And I was like, if I want to watch a movie about failure, I'd watch Darren Aronofsky movie.
I have taken on a strict code of not discussing The Last Jedi, because who cares? Who cares? I watched a really great movie called I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. No one gives a shit about that movie. It was great. And I don't need to give the Last Jedi anymore. It was a corporate fucking entry that, like, had some original ideas in it that they couldn't even handle its own original ideas, so it backtracked all over them. It was nothing the movie. The reason everyone's obsessed with it is because it was a marathon forward and a marathon back. It undid all of its own good and bad will through constant redemption and demolition to its own ideas. It was nothing. It was zero. The movie.
For someone who's not talking about Star Wars,
I'm talking about how it's nothing. Pretty
long rant about Star Wars.
Well, I stand by what I just said, and I would like to not discuss it anymore.
Back for two predictions.
It was salt, Chris.
Yeah.
So it were porgs, Chris. Yoda was goofy, Chris. He burned down a tree, Chris.
And tricked Luke.
I thought he died. I was like, why do they keep bringing back these dead people?
Ghosts.
But why?
Yeah.
They're gone.
Like I know, you have to leave the past behind.
I agree with you, MC, that when a movie shows ghosts, it destroys the concept of life and death and makes me care less about life.
Yeah, because they can just keep happening. They can just keep coming back no matter
what. No, only Jedi can.
Like, America's Next Top Model, Tyra made this big thing about how she left America's Next Top Model, but she's back this season. Does it matter if she ever leaves again?
Isn't American Idol had, like, 8 last seasons?
They just keep rebooting it as a different show, though. Now there's the 4, which is, we start with the final 4 contestants, and then every week we bring in a new challenger to challenge those final 4. Then this is not the final 4.
I'd rather talk about Star Wars than the 4.
Sorry, I watched football this week.
Chris, why doesn't anyone have a purple lightsaber, Chris?
What, doesn't anyone?
Wait, I think you'd actually know the answer to that. I don't want to know. I feel like you would know the extended universe reason of why it makes
The real-life reason why Mace Windu had a purple lightsaber.
It's part of Samuel Jackson's contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted a lightsaber that made him stand out from everyone else.
Did you know that Mace Windu was almost Tupac?
Oh.
Tupac died well before 99.
Wow.
He was in production for a while. George Lucas had to marinate all
his
terrible
ideas. That'd
be
beautiful. He's pretty.
He was a handsome man. Predictions.
Biggie was almost Darth Maul.
That would have been hilarious, although I would have preferred it being Qui-Gon. Tupac and Biggie is Qui-Gon and Jin.
Well, no, they
and
can't
Obi-Wan.
Be on the same side.
No, man, the tension would have been real, especially in the one scene where Biggie just shoots Tupac with an actual 9mm. And you're kind of questioning what this is doing in a Star Wars movie.
And Mace Windu actually dies in the very first, in episode 1.
Well, Mace Windu would be easy E. But this is a world where these men didn't die, tragically.
All right, so...
I just want to remake the entirety of Star Wars Episode 1.
With all rappers from the early 90s? With
early R&B and rap.
Oh my god, I would enjoy it so much.
Who would Vanilla Ice play?
Vanilla Ice would be Padme.
I thought he was going to be Anakin for sure.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good guess.
What about Suge Knight? He's gonna have to murder
someone.
Yeah, he's gonna have to murder someone on screen.
Can you imagine if like when those like those fucking like automatic doors open up and it's just fucking Suge Knight there, no makeup, none of that shit.
That
just,
would be equally as terrifying.
Just standing there in fucking blue jeans,
and he's got a car, and he's just reversing over top of somebody.
And he takes out a pair of brass knuckles, but they're two sided, so he can stick both his fingers in them, like a Chinese finger trap. Yeah. What did you predict was going to happen in A Christmas Inheritance?
The white boy is a widower. No, he is not.
He dated a girl, and he hates New York City, and he hates the song Silent Night, because she broke up with me to the song Silent Night, but then Silent Night plays at the end of the movie, and he's in love.
No, yeah, then his bitch of an aunt sings it. Requests it to sing it as the song that he dances with his new girlfriend to.
Well, because she knew that he was going to imprint a new memory on the song.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't get it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, his wife left him because he couldn't keep up the lifestyle.
He is not a widower, nor did he lose his wife, but he did lose a lover. For that,
he lost his wife. She didn't die.
They were married?
Yeah.
I thought they were just boyfriend and girlfriend.
He was married?
Yeah, he was married previously, and when they moved to New York, he was like a poor struggling artist, and she met a investment banker or some shit.
3 points. 3 points. What do you say? 3 points?
Sure.
3 points.
Sure. Give them out.
All right. Number two. Her fiancé gives her an ultimatum that will cause their breakup.
Did he? I don't remember.
He kind of... It wasn't like a direct ultimatum, but it was like... You can't do this kind of shit anymore. You can't be like go home or anything.
He didn't say.
Oh, true.
He's more eloquent than that, Chris Morgan. He was much more eloquent than that.
Well, you can't do this shit anymore.
There you go. I'll give you 4. It wasn't a straight up ultimatum.
Yeah, it wasn't a straight up ultimatum in that we're gonna break up. It was more of him just telling her you can't do this. He was ordering her around, not saying, you know, if you do this again, I'm going to break up with you.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to break up because he was a little ninny.
What?
What?
Ninny.
What's a ninny?
Like a pansy.
I gotta check the list of banned words for radio. Find out if that word is kind of
it's like a pansy. It's like someone who's like a wuss and too afraid to actually, you know, do anything.
Yeah, I've heard the expression. All right, you've got 4 points. You're sitting at a total of 7.
And one of White Boy's kids will call her mom. That doesn't happen. He doesn't have any
kids. White Boy doesn't have no kids.
And no kid calls her mom.
No kid calls her mom. But she kind of gets to be a mom to that baby. But that was in the trailer, so
yeah.
0 on that one. MC, what did you predict was going to happen in Christmas Inheritance?
My first one was her mom is going to sit down with her and have an inspirational talk with her about being true to herself and her family.
Her mom is dead.
Yeah, she does not exist in the movie except in a badly photoshopped picture.
That was terrible. And her father...
Then wait, who's the secretary girl? That's not her mom?
No, her mom's dead.
That was just like some lady.
Oh, they seem very friendly.
Yeah, but, their dad did give her an inspirational talk on figuring her life out. So I would give it 3 points.
Yeah.
3 points?
You just got the gender wrong.
You just got the, yeah. You know, and you know, sometimes a mom is a dad. Sometimes a dad is a mom.
Mom, like muffins with mom.
Technically, now that her mother's dead, her dad is her mom. So she's 100% correct.
Did he nurse her?
I don't know.
You don't have to nurse your child to be a mom.
There was no explicit nursing scene.
There was in Star Wars.
That was so like...
I enjoyed that in the movie.
All right, MC, your second prediction.
Okay. She's going to leave her beautiful BF for a hometown white guy and stay back to her roots.
That's the plot of the film. As much as that was technically a cheating prediction, you get 5 points. Yeah.
Did she move to the small town?
No. I don't think so, because she was becoming the CEO of the company.
But she was going to run it from the town, because the other partner ran it from the town.
The other partner didn't run it. He just lived in the town. Because remember, the whole point of her going to the town was that her dad was going to give her the company.
Well, they should just sell the company, because it's greeting cards.
Yeah.
It's a dying industry.
it's booming, apparently.
I thought millennials killed it.
Millennials kill everything except for avocados and toast.
I fucking love avocados.
Who doesn't like avocados?
Monsters.
When people are like, "Do you want to spend 50 extra cents to add avocado on this?" I'm like, "Yeah, which I can do this."
Except for Chipotle, which charges $2 extra.
Yeah, but that's
because they're guac. The devil.
There's guac and there's avocado, and the two shall never be the same. You ever had fried avocado?
Have you ever had, what's the taco place? And they have the fried avocado tacos.
Mm-mm, what the
fuck? It is the best. Torchies? Yeah, any place with a fried avocado taco, you know it's bomb.
Have you never been to Torchies?
I've been to a Torchies once, yes.
Just get veggie tacos. You can judge a place on how good they are if you just get the vegetarian stuff.
Yeah, that's actually pretty true.
Mm-hmm.
Which says a lot about places that are just vegetarian and suck. I'm looking at you, local Denton business that I won't name. I've been there 4 times, and I've yet to have a good meal.
But everyone always says vegan food's the best food.
But I've had vegan meals at other restaurants, and they've been fucking awesome. In this place that's exclusively vegan, I've had no good food.
Really?
It's all imitation junk.
Are you talking about the train station one?
That would be too pertinent.
That'd be Spiral. And no.
No?
I don't think so.
Not that one?
They're not a vegetarian restaurant.
They're a vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
Spiral is?
Yeah.
They're a bakery.
No,
they're a vegan bakery and diner.
Gross, I'm never going to go
there.
It's
an old school diner.
Yeah, and if you went there...
It's not an old school diner, it's vegan food.
Well, yeah, but they're supposed to be an old school diner, so you go in and it's like, so oh, good. Would you like a hamburger, or would you like some onion rings with gravy?
It's so good.
Are you talking about Juice Lab?
No, fuck's sake, I'm talking about Spiral Diner.
Oh, you don't like Spiral Diner.
You don't? That's the place you're talking about?
Yeah, I've been trying all their set sandwiches, and they haven't
it's
been
It's so good, the
they're
nachos?
They're all slathered in fake cheese.
The nachos.
The juice slide looks good.
I got a hamburger. It was so good. Their ice cream was the best ice cream I've ever had.
Now, their ice cream is really good, but that's not a meal.
Yeah, it is.
And prediction number 3.
Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh. There will be...
Come on.
She can't even read her own handwriting.
Read that scrawl. Maybe I can try?
Do we need the Rosetta Stone?
A grandma who does not... Oh, there will be a grandma who does silly things to get the two together.
Oh, yeah, we read that before you came in. Nope, there was no grandma.
But there was the aunt. Well, the baker.
Yeah, she didn't really do silly... I would say 2, because she didn't do silly things.
What does that bring your total to?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey, congratulations. You got
plus
8 points.
Plus 2?
Yeah.
Plus this 2?
Yeah.
I got 2 for this?
Yeah. So that's 10.
Oh, 10.
Yeah, cool. You're in the lead.
MC's gonna win one.
Yeah!
MC's gonna win one.
If Ray's parents were truly no one, who are her parents?
They're nobodies.
What last minute rush decision will be made in the third movie that is not planned or decided in any way that will tantalize us by having her true parents? Do you think that she's secretly a child of Obi-Wan?
No, I think that was... I don't think that she's going to have any, like, lineage.
But who was Snoke?
No, I think the intention behind that was to be like, there is no chosen one. Like, anyone can be great now.
But the little
you don't
boy,
have to be a, the chosen one.
The little boy from the ending of the movie is the chosen one for the next franchise that will come out in 2025.
No, that little kid's going to get hit by Suge Knight in his car.
My first prediction... For Star Wars Episode 8, white bitch has her clothes ruined by country shenanigans.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Fiber!
A few times.
Prediction 2, an old man dies.
Nope.
No, that's the first 0 in this game. Prediction 3, cheating on Gray is okay because Gray is up to no good himself.
Not up to no good, he's just an asshole though.
He's just on his phone. I thought for sure that they were going to throw in a throwaway line about how Gray was cheating, so it's okay.
Or even just like, oh, he was like out partying at nightclubs or something. But no, he was
What's wrong with a fiancé man going out partying at nightclubs?
No, they would just use it as an excuse because it's a Hallmark movie. And it's like, it's your man's been going to nightclubs without you.
It sounds like one of those commercials on like 97.9, The Beat.
So it'd be more like it'd be like a BET or a Tyler Perry movie where your man's going out to the nightclubs without you.
No, because then they up to no good. No defense, they up to no good.
You can go out.
See?
With your Ever boys. Watch any BET movie, if he going out without his girl and he did not tell her.
You can go out.
Up there you to go. No damn okay, good. Okay, so
if you can go out without your girl, especially if she's riddled with social anxiety or some shit.
But you gotta tell her.
Yeah, no, okay, well, yeah, communication's key. Especially if you're doing something that could look sketchy, especially the more you hide it.
Yeah, especially clubs. Yeah. Girls go to clubs.
I was at a club.
You know what girls look like when they go to clubs? Hot.
Not always. I was at a club the other night, Deep Elm, and I saw a fist fight between five dudes. It was really cool.
Were they actually fighting, or were they like...
No, it was like a full-on fight. There was like people like up against the wall.
Wow.
And it was at a place that was a dance. It was like a dance-atorium of some kind, and also a vinyl record store. And there were these giant shelves of records, and they slammed right into it. And they ruined about $1,000, $1,500 in records. It was cool.
They sound like assholes.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure they had their reasons for the fight. And then we left.
There's no good reason for a fight.
Yes, Chris. What if you're walking down the street and some Libby walks up to you and they're like, we need to have immigrants from Africa and Haiti. And you look at them and you say, MAGA. And you pop them on the nose.
Well, that's a good reason for a fight.
What if you're walking down the street and you see someone wearing a Porg t-shirt? And you say, hey, cool Porg t-shirt. Star Wars Episode 8 is awesome. And that guy says, oh, this shirt was just a gift. Star Wars Episode 8 was kind of contrived and stupid.
Oh.
And they pop you in the nose.
See, I thought the story was going to end with the person wearing the Porg shirt being so outraged that someone liked the movie that they popped the other person in the nose for complimenting their t-shirt.
I would never pop someone in the nose. I would say I deserve to be popped in the nose for my Porg shirt. But here we are talking about Star Wars. Would you fix or franchise this movie, Chris?
Well, are we going to do multipliers?
No.
So my multiplier is that Black Santa is going to be the real Santa. No, she is just the business partner.
That would have made me happy.
That would have been cool.
And what was your wild card, MC?
Black Santa will be the BF's grandpa.
No, he was not.
Yeah.
Wild card, three-way with Gray and that honky.
I wish.
No.
Not as we saw in the movie.
Only in my dreams. And
she kept herself chaste. She didn't do anything with that honky.
Well, after, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had some Christmas fucking.
Yeah, but she didn't even, like, kiss him, because they were about to kiss once, and then she was like, oh, no, my boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, all the clip play was after the credits of the movie. So that's that. What does that leave our final scores at? I don't care.
I've got 10, 7.
7, 12 million.
10.
I have 10.
And I've got, I think, 8.
Don't blow over this.
Three.
MC
five.
Has officially... I think he had it like 8 or something. Because you got 5 points for one of them, didn't you?
No, I'm at 5. That was 0500.
MC has finally won. Our longest time guest has finally had a win.
Chronologically.
Yeah. Well, I think the only like guest, quote-unquote guest who's been on more episodes than her would have been Ross. He still hasn't won an episode.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel
that. At this.
Sorry if you're listening, Ross, but yeah.
He's not.
He might be.
Does that cover that? Are we done? Can I fix it or franchise it now?
Yeah.
I want to franchise this movie. I genuinely think, and this is me conspiracy theory talk, but hear me out. Netflix is all about formulas. They are kind of creepy in the way that they're just trying to figure out, like, they're trying to crack the entertainment code, like the Enigma codes from World War II.
They've been doing it for years, yeah.
Yeah, like, how can they make things so scientifically perfect in an artistic sense that it hits all the marks? I think that Netflix is trying to do these, like, Hallmark movies, and they're trying to make them just purposefully bad enough that they're more watchable.
They're very digestible.
They're very, and they're more digestible than a Hallmark movie. It's tighter, it's more ridiculous, little bit more predictable, and a little bit more shitty on purpose, like the shot of the soap.
Yeah, then when they're walking through what is supposed to be heavy snow, and they, foam. Yeah, it's just foam on the ground. And they do a close-up of it, too, which is the worst.
I think they cut the budget a little bit, so they can have shitty entertainment for poor t-shirt-wearing hipsters who watch Hallmark movies to make them for their avant-garde podcasts, and also for lonely white women.
Yeah.
To watch in the back.
No, they had what, that Christmas... Prince or whatever.
Yeah, which was apparently better according to reviews. But all in all, what I'm saying by franchise it is they're directly taking a shit on Hallmark by having their first movie like this be about a company that makes greeting cards. So I say keep this up. Hallmark movies have always been kind of fun. This was way more fun than any Hallmark movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was much more digestible, much less boring. If Netflix shit out 4 or 5 of these a year, I'd watch them.
So don't make a direct sequel.
Oh, if I had to make a direct sequel, it would just be, you know, the clip play.
Just porn?
Yeah, Eric Trump's chubby little sausage fingers just wagging on that bean. Nah. He's too good to lick it, but he only does finger play. She's like, eat my pussy. And he's like, oh, baby, I don't really do that. Because that's what the Trump family does. They don't eat the pussy.
He's like, oh, I'll compromise. Grabs a bottle of hand sanitizer, pours it on her. It's like, okay, I can do it now.
So disappointing.
And he like licks it 3 times. He's like, it's your turn now.
Can you just do this yourself?
You know, the fucking marriage therapist. Well, sometimes she asks me to perform cunnilingus, and it's just.
I would imagine he'd pronounce the word wrong because he's never actually heard it before.
Cornelongus. Yes, so I would franchise the movie to include Eric Trump's fear of eating vagina. MC, would you fix or franchise Christmas Inheritance?
Franchise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any
concept? No, I mean, like, because you can just make this movie 7 times over. And it'd be a good movie.
So clone it.
Yeah.
Just make this movie again and then just give it a different name.
Yeah.
There we go.
Make it in Southern Arizona and Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have a conspiracy theory that
yes.
Addie McDowell can only play in movies that are about holidays now.
What else has she been in?
Groundhog Day.
What else has she been in?
We looked up one other that was a holiday movie.
Oh, well, there's... You lack evidence.
Okay.
Which...
I will franchise this movie. It's going to be one of those spin-offs that's about, like, the bad guy.
About Gray.
So it's going to be about Gray and what he needs to learn.
Munch almost took out your mic. That would have been a Christmas miracle, because then we wouldn't have to do B-movie Deathmatch anymore.
But what Gray needs to learn about himself to become a better person. And he goes and has a goes to his hometown and learns, because it's called Easter Inheritance.
Now, do they hook him up with a black girl? Or with a white girl?
Oh.
Yeah, they just play it safe and make it Latina. Hollywood does that a lot.
That's playing it safe?
Yeah.
Have you seen Spanglish?
Not, see, the movie...
No.
You guys should watch that.
Yeah, okay. But if the movie's being... if the target demographic is an African-American audience, then they'll probably want to go with the black girl.
Okay, that's fair. I didn't mean to bring race into it. It's just that Hollywood does.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood
they
does.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
It's going to be a BET spinoff instead of a Hallmark. And then they're going to do Lifetime after
with all these multiverses, it's about time that we got, like, a dramatic, modern romance multiverse.
Dramatic, crappy movie
romance? A soapverse. I mean, I could get into that. It's more believable than the Marvel Universe.
The old soap opera Guiding Light was actually part of the Marvel comic universe.
Yeah, we've been over this before, and I don't want to go over it again. Once is enough. Once is enough, MC. Once is enough.
Alright. So, tagline, you're it.
You gotta give me a minute here.
Did you not hear that?
No.
He was farting directly at the mic. I hope he picked it up.
Oh, that's
much. They're little bubbles. I'm sorry, it's really cute.
Little Munch. He looks like he was shot with buckshot.
He does. He does look like that. He kind of feels like that with you, Pat.
Why does he limp?
Because he's old.
Yeah, he has bad back legs.
Oh. You should just remove them and replace them with wheels.
Remove his legs? You'd probably prefer it. That'd be horrible.
You know how fast he could go?
No, that's so sad.
He wouldn't be able to stop, though. What if he goes down a hill?
Season's greetings, cards, business, inheritance, white honky.
Very rare that a movie puts the name of the movie in their tagline. But I liked Season's greetings.
She's dreaming of a white
Jesus. Just like the ones we used to know. Oh, good lord. So, MC, do you have a tagline?
Oh, gosh.
What would you put on that box?
New hotel, new husband? New
hotel. She started working at the hotel. See, I thought it was implied
that she worked at the bakery.
She worked at the hotel for a day, though,
she
too.
She stayed at the hotel.
She had to pay by working.
Yeah, because she ran out of money.
Yeah, and then the escalator exploded. I mean, vacuum.
The escalator.
There were no escalators in that town. Eric Trump, if he'd seen an escalator, he would have freaked out.
All right, mine is, you better watch out, you better not cry, your girlfriend's going to cheat on you.
And you might die?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. It became a horror movie.
Does that wrap everything up?
Well, no, we've got a... would we recommend this movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly recommend this movie. It is not by yourself.
I tell my mom to watch it.
To watch it with like-minded individuals because it is hilarious.
I would recommend watching this movie with a lonely lady who just wants to have her clit eaten and who only...
And you have to show her why...
Who only dates men who are afraid of the clit.
Yeah, you have to show her why you're not going to lick her clit. Watch this movie.
Oh my gosh.
Just, I don't think that cunnilingus exists in the Hallmark universe. I don't think that cunnilingus exists in the Hallmark universe.
I don't think any sort of oral sex exists in the Hallmark universe.
Yeah, well, no, maybe.
Analingus?
Analingus.
Definitely exists in the Hallmark.
Eat the ass like groceries.
It's a qualification.
It's a qualification.
It is. You want a good boyfriend? Gotta cross that off.
I got in trouble recently.
For eating a girl's ass?
No.
For not eating?
No, for neither.
Groceries?
Just having a discussion with a group of unlike-minded individuals.
Your parents?
About?
I don't even like the idea of that.
Hey, Dad, I need some advice on how to eat a girl's ass.
It's really tender. Sensation, yeah. You can't stab with your tongue.
And it's mostly, you know, like that area, like the skin area
lady
between
tape.
Like yeah,
the grundle.
I don't know.
The fun bridge.
Yeah.
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 There's all nerves.
The area between the balls and the butthole, or between the vagina and the butthole.
I dated one girl in college who asked me to.
Daddy.
Daddy, she asked me...
Now that you're president, could you make it illegal for me to eat my girlfriend out?
Wouldn't he just make cunnilingus illegal? What did I learn today?
That's the point. He's so self-absorbed that he asked for himself.
Oh, okay. I can't imagine Donald Trump eating a pussy, though.
No, neither can I. Unless it was like, you know, oh, this is a rare dining delicacy and he's eating human flesh.
But I can imagine Kylo Ren eating out...
Ray's...
Pusina.
Oh, yeah. He's got those big ears you can hold on to.
I think that's a good point as any to end on forever.
What did we learn today?
That's the last thing I just want on the show.
I know what I learned today.
What did you learn?
Why today? So many people find Adam Driver attractive? Those big ears.
All right. And I think that concludes A Christmas
Inheritance. It's only going to come out a month late.
Thank you, MC. When am I going to start getting paid to be on this show?
You do get paid.
I don't. You bribed MC, and I have nothing.
Hey everyone, Chris here with a reminder to rate and review the episode. On iTunes, 5-star reviews are pretty much everything, and they really help us get out the word about the podcast. So if you've enjoyed the show so far, give us a review. The show takes a lot of work, and with more listeners, we are able to make a better show. Thanks.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at bmoviedm, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B, movie, go. And then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.